Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I just filled in for Jimmy Failla on his radio show, Fox Across America. And Jimmy's a great friend, obviously, as you know. His show, his Saturday night show, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla, is crushing it in the ratings. They asked me back for August 23rd, but unfortunately we'll be on vacation that week. But I will be back on in September. Show's doing great. I'm real proud of him, and it was great to fill in for him today. I'm going to play you a couple of the interviews I did with him on his show. They're really good. I had a congressman from Montana on, and my buddy Taylor Riggs from Fox News Business. She's great. She's fantastic. We had a great conversation about the economy. So we'll talk about that as the show goes on. But I'm just beginning this week with Kamala Harris just blatantly ripping off Donald Trump's ideas when it comes to ending taxes on tips. And the hypocrisy of these people, considering that they were going to unleash 78,000 new IRS, or 87,000, my dyslexia kicked in, 87,000 new IRS agents, accountants, you name it, to come after you. Not tax cheat billionaires. I mean, that was what they said, but that was a fugazi distraction. You, if you made a deposit of $600 or more, fair game for the IRS, kids. They're watching you. That means if you maybe you're like Tim Walz and you like to do butter carvings and you like to sell those butter carvings, say on Etsy or Pinterest or I don't know where, and you made more than $600, well, guess what? Those 87,000 IRS agents are looking at you. Because billionaires and millionaires have their own accountants and law firms, and they don't worry about that stuff. They take advantage of so-called loopholes. But you can call them a loophole if you want. It's the law. It's their exemptions. They're allowed to do it. They are very often tend to be the same people that wind up supporting Democrats. And they're welcome to contribute more of their own personal money to the economy if they want to the United States government. They don't really want to, though. That's another fugazi. But the point is, don't believe for a second the lies that you hear about the Democrats caring about workers, blue-collar workers, people that actually work for a living, because the EV transition, for example, that's happening right now, not because people want to drive EVs. It's happening right now, and this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Sinem Incident in Woodbury. Right now, there's an automaker called Stellantis. Stellantis. Rhymes with DeSantis, but no relation. They're going to lay off 2,450 production workers in Michigan. They're replacing their classic Ram trucks with EVs. And you need less workers to build these EVs. Now, the 2,450 workers who are getting laid off of this in Michigan, how do you think they're voting? Honestly, how do you think they're voting? Even if they buy the whole green scam, when they lose their job in an election year, because their jobs are getting phased out because it takes less of them to build these EVs, which are mandated by guys like Tim Walz, who wants a transition to EVs by 2040, Kamala Harris, who supports it, the Environmental Protection Agency. They're all putting in these new mandates, which basically are going to lead to automakers having no choice but to stop producing gas-powered vehicles. And that's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is so that you can't buy a gas-powered car anymore. You can't do it. You're not allowed. And as part of that, they won't let them be built. So they're just going to put in these ridiculously stringent mileage standards and output standards that they just can't keep up with, so they wind up discontinuing the model. Case in point, the Ram 1500 pickup. One of the most popular pickup trucks in the country. And they're going to lay off as many as about, let's just round it up, 2,500 production workers in Warren, Michigan, where they produced a classic Ram 1500 pickup. And they're going to roll out the new electric model. And guys like Sean Fain, who's the president of the United Auto Workers, and this guy really annoys me. He's a total Marxist. He doesn't work for a living. He runs around and does union nonsense all day. He doesn't actually build cars. But he's the president of the union, and that's a full-time job, and that's what he does. But he said, after he endorsed Biden a few months ago, he said, I know that a great majority of our members, not a majority, but a great majority of our members are going to vote with their paycheck. Translation, they're going to vote for Donald Trump. Well, this is the reason why. It's stuff like this. It's the same thing with the guys that work in the energy sector in Pennsylvania. You know, if you're working in fracking and you know that Kamala Harris wants to ban fracking, even though now she's coming out and saying she doesn't, do you believe her? If you build cars and you know that not because of an economic shift, I understand there was a time in this country where the horse and buggy was phased out, but it wasn't phased out because the government mandated the end of horse and buggies. It's because people decided a car was a better option than a horse and buggy, except for the Amish. They haven't caught on yet, and that's fine. But when you have the government come in and mandate, okay, everybody has to have an EV, you create an artificial market. When you give subsidies and then you impose draconian laws on gas-powered cars, then the automakers have no choice but to go along with this. You create a fake marketplace. And it's one the American consumers don't want. If the American consumers wanted it, you wouldn't have to subsidize. You wouldn't have to make these kind of rules. And, you know, they point out in the Wall Street Journal, you know, companies scrap old models all the time as they come out with new ones. But making EVs requires fewer workers and gas-powered cars. And Stellantis is seeking to take advantage of those manufacturing efficiencies. The problem and the tragedy for the workers is that such decisions are being driven by government mandates rather than market choices, no doubt. The EPA's new emissions rules, for example, will effectively require companies to produce 1 to 2 electric trucks for every gas-powered truck as soon as 2027, and nearly 4 to 1 by 2032. And that was all part of the Inflation Reduction Act, of which Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote, just so you know, for keeping score at home. California's mandates are even more aggressive and will ban the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. Well, if the idiot king of New Jersey has his way, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, that will be the same thing. That's his goal, too, for 2035. Now, if Trump gets in there as president, he can stop all this because he can tell the EPA to go scratch. He can kill all these bans, all these EPA rules, and then it could be left up to states. And then you can battle it out over the Interstate Commerce Clause in court. But it would be insane if you look at the fact that 2,500 workers just lost their jobs in election year in the must-win state of Michigan and think the Democrats give a damn about workers or that their policies are going to be good for their election results this November. 15 states have adopted California's EV quotas, including Minnesota. Okay, who's governor of Minnesota? I can't remember. Oh, the Midwestern doofus, right. Stolen Valor Tim. Tampon Tim, is that the corner now? Imposed them over strong opposition from the state's auto dealers. Kamala Harris also supported banning new gas-powered cars nationwide by 2035 when she ran for president. Democrats claim their green energy transition will create millions of jobs, but the evidence so far suggests otherwise. The reality is that government will end up supporting workers who lose their jobs and can't find other work, which is why Democrats are pushing to expand the welfare state. And that's when you have things like, well, we're gonna teach you how to lay broadband pipe. And they go, I don't want to lay broadband pipe. I'm an auto worker. It's like guys who work in coal mines. I'm a coal worker. I'm fracking. They like their jobs. They chose those careers for a reason. They enjoy what they do, and they don't like people coming along and saying, we've got a better job for you. It's not your choice. You don't get to choose. You don't get to say, but we've chosen for you in the United States of America. There's no evidence that there are new jobs created by this climate change nonsense. So here's what the laid off workers get at Stellantis, which I'm sure was negotiated by the United Auto Workers so that their Marxist commie president, Sean Fain, can do his best to try to minimize the blowback that Democrats are going to face this November. This is what they get. Laid off workers get 52 weeks of employment assistance, 52 weeks of transition assistance, whatever the hell that means, finding a new job, I guess, or maybe teaching them to code. Yo, bro, learn to code. Plus 2 years of health coverage on top of state unemployment benefits. That's generous, but many employers won't be able to afford such charity. It's generous except for if you are somebody who loses your job. And I know this because I've lost jobs before. Even if you have unemployment, even if you have unless you can retire, the anxiety of getting another job looms over you. It does. It looms over you all the time. You got a family and you're not ready. And I doubt most auto workers can just call it quits and be like, all right, well, you know, it's time to move on now. I'm going to take my 52 weeks of unemployment and I'm going to go open that bar in Key West and live the dream. They need a job. They need another job. And so now that stress and anxiety as they think about it, and 52 weeks sounds like a long time, but it's not that long. It goes by pretty fast when you don't have something lined up. And as the longer you're out of the workforce, a lot of people say it's harder to get back in the workforce, but also the anxiety mounts and everything else. So I don't particularly think that they're going to be running to the bank and going, woohoo, I had 52 weeks of unemployment assistance, which I don't know if that's their full salary or not. Doesn't sound like it. And I get transition assistance. Woohoo, I'm definitely voting blue. I'm definitely voting for the people that their wacko policies just cost me my job. Oh, yeah. And kids, we're going to Disney World. I'm going to use my unemployment benefits to do that. Take everybody on a big family vacation that even working people can't afford. But these are the stupid policies. This is the result of what the left wants. And I still remember this article, and I've referenced this a few times, but in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, they had this great piece, probably written by Selena Zito, now that I think about it. And it was all about the people in the energy sector up in the Pittsburgh area. There's one guy mentioned in the story, and he's alive, not dead. So I was surprised, as you were, to read this, but he voted for Joe Biden. I know. And I was like the one guy who's actually alive that did. And I made sure that, and I actually emailed the reporter, and I wanted to make sure. I said, are you sure this guy's living? He said he voted for Biden. I just want to make sure wasn't dead at the time of publication or anything like that. But yeah, apparently he's alive. But he said, I'll never vote Democrat again because these people are coming for my jobs. I'll never do it again. So now think about all the guys. Think about the 2,500 auto workers that are getting laid off by this company, Stellantis. Now they go to the bar and they sit at the bar and they go, can you believe these effing Democrats are taking my job? Can you believe these wacko policies? Nobody wants these EVs. And they're talking about this at the bar. And now the bar and the restaurants in the area, they're feeling this. Now the guy maybe Friday night not taking his family out to dinner anymore because he knows I've got 52 weeks of unemployment. But so now within the community, there's stress and anxiety. People that own shops and restaurants, and everybody hears it, everybody understands it and talks about it. Do you think that besides the people that have the hate has no home here signs on their lawn, because they actually hate, they hate people that work in the energy sector big time, unless they're Chinese kids in mines and forced labor who are getting, you know, the minerals for the batteries. But otherwise, they hate people in the energy sector. Do you think that they care that these people lost their jobs? No, because they're doing it for the good of Mother Earth, birthing person Earth. They're doing it for the good of birthing person Earth, so the hell with their jobs. They had the same thing if they go after cattle, which they're going to do eventually. I mean, Kamala Harris came out and said she wanted to ban cheeseburgers. So how do you think ranchers are voting? So now to try to win them over, copycat Kamala, I have a poll. It's on X, and you can weigh in, all right? And I'd love to know your thoughts on this because we have to give this a branding. And Trump is back on Twitter, so it's very possible this may get to him very soon. So your input on this is valuable, all right? So I asked a question. Now that she's literally out there stealing Donald Trump's ideas, no tax on tips, which nickname do you like better? Copy and Count Kamala is now at 30%. Copycat Kamala is at 70%. All right, so please vote in that X poll and let me know which one you like better. But it seems like Copycat Kamala is leading the way. So let's play Copycat Kamala for us. This is what she said, talking about how she was going to end tips for working people in America. And then what we'll do is we'll also play a little montage of Donald Trump saying this over and over again, because I'm sure that you've heard him say this. I mean, I'm sure you've said this. You've heard, you have some. I mean, I know you've heard him say this, and it's not a situation where it's simply like Kamala Harris is coming out there and just decided this. Trump's been saying this for months. But here's what she said out in Las Vegas, where I should remind you the unions out there have backed Trump, and there are billboards out there saying no tax on tips, and people have been signing on the bottom of receipts, no tax on tips, vote Trump. It's great. Cut 17.
Including to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
So we're going to eliminate tips. Now, in case anyone forgets, this is why I'm calling her Copycat Kamala. Here's a little montage of Trump saying that over and over and over again for the last several months.
When I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips. There will be no taxes on tips. No taxes on tips. Vote Trump for no tax on tips. No taxes on tips.
I also have no tax on tips. That's a big deal.
Are you going to make that an official line item in your economic plans?
Yes.
No tax on tips?
No tax on tips. Very simple. Okay.
Very simple. No tax on tips. Very simple. Yeah, it's simple and it's smart, and that's why it's a good idea. It's good policy. So what does Copycat Kamala do? Steals it. Steals the idea. That's fine. Just go in there and take it. Take it like it's your own. Oh, man, it's great. And the other thing she's trying to steal is being tough on the border. But remember, she's not the border czar. So you're getting gaslit. Let me remind you of what being gaslit is. And you know this if you've ever dated a crazy person. So if you've ever dated a crazy person, you've been gaslit before. All right? They make you feel crazy, even though it's their own things that they're doing to make you feel this way. It comes from a very famous movie, and it's an excellent movie. But it's used in psychology a lot, particularly when people are dealing with people who have what are known as cluster B personality issues. These are the women I used to date before I met my wife, who is as normal as they come, thank God. But the cluster B personality issues, narcissistic personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, and histrionic personality disorder, these classic personalities, they tend to gaslight people all the time. And they're very difficult to be with, which is why it usually ends in freaking disaster. So now that you are familiar with the term, and if you've been there, if you know, you know, well, this administration has been gaslighting us the entire time. With everything, right? I mean, Joe Biden was fine. Every video you saw was a cheap fake, wasn't real. Biden was actually not talking to a spaceman. He He wasn't shaking hands with the Invisible Man. It was an optical illusion. And until ultimately the debate, yeah, you know, all right, he's bad, he's got to go. Well, now the gaslighting is Kamala Harris was never the border czar. So much so that even Axios had to issue a correction to a story it wrote back in 2021, I believe it was, calling Kamala Harris the border czar. So the corporate media, to do what they do best, which is to kiss the ass of the Democrat establishment, pardon me, I didn't, kids may be in the car, the butt. They are going back and they're issuing corrections on their own stories that they wrote where they call her the border czar. So we're all supposed to just sit by and believe this insanity. So we can't talk about her as border czar, but what she is doing now is she's bringing up her days as a prosecutor in San Francisco and the attorney general in California. And she's talking up her tough border bona fides while at the same time trying to gaslight everybody into believing that she was not the border czar, not in charge of this disaster. So here's Kamala Harris, cut two.
I was attorney general of a border state. I went after the transnational gangs, the drug cartels, and human traffickers. I prosecuted them in case after case. And I won. We know our immigration system is broken, and we know what it takes to fix it. Comprehensive reform that includes strong border security and an earned pathway to citizenship.
Ah, that's enough. Thank you very much. See, it's the typical thing. We know our immigration system is broken. Nobody's talking about the system. We're talking about the border. Two separate things. The system is how you deal with people who come to this country legally. The border is a national security imperative that is wide open because you, as the border czar, were a disaster in that. But I love this. I do. I love this idea that she can go out there and say, I was the attorney general of a border state. I was tough. I went after transnational gangs. By the way, transnational gangs are gangs that identify as international. The transnational. They're transitioning, and it's a whole thing. The gang members themselves, and it's awkward. And just understand, they're living their truth. All right, transnational gangs are living their truth, and many of them are, identifying as different countries, but they're all ultimately identifying as Americans once they get to America illegally. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you want to weigh in today, we got a lot to chat about. We have a lot to chat about. Joe Biden finally gets the memo. Yeah, he was pushed out of office. Who knew? We did. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
It's going to be catchy, no doubt about it. I think copycat Kamala is probably going to win out the day, but I don't want to be a dictator or an authoritarian or a tyrant. I'd like the Scioli army to choose, because once the Scioli army chooses, well, then it's going to be a big deal. Just saying. By the way, Trump's doing an interview with Elon Musk. He's back on Twitter. He's fired up. Mean tweets are making a comeback, baby. Oh, yeah. Mean tweets. I like it. No counterfeit Kamala is not an option. So don't start adding your own nicknames. Okay? I'm going to be a dictator. Never mind. I take it back. You can choose. I gave you two options. This goes to you, Marcus Aurelius. I'm talking to you. And ornery hounds, too. It's counterfeit Kamala is not an option. You have two choices. I'm not amending the poll. You can choose copying Kamala or copycat Kamala. Don't get to add your own. Okay?
I got to admit, counterfeit Kamala is pretty good.
It's not an option.
It's not bad, though. It's a good option.
You don't get to overrule me it an option.
I have no power. I'm willing to concede that.
You may be the executive producer, but that doesn't give you the authority to, like, overrule my poll.
Well, in case you're wondering, I voted for copy in Kamala, which is getting crushed right now.
Well, you typically do vote for the lesser choice, like Brioche Bun, for example.
I like the underdog.
Just saying, DeSantis. And it goes to you, too, Dr. Nick. You may have fixed my shoulder, but that doesn't give you the right to come up with your own nickname. Okay? Hayden Harris is not an option.
Oh, that's great also.
It's great, but it's not an option. It's not in the poll. Libs are cancer. Kamala Chameleon. That's not a poll. And also sounds like a Wham song.
Well, right? How about Cackling Kamala?
It's, again, not an option.
Kamala the Cackler?
Also not an option.
Okay.
Cackling Copycat from Michael Wojciechowski? Also not an option. Two choices here, people. It's not that complicated. A or B. Copying Kamala, copycat Kamala. This is why we can't have nice things.
I'm changing my vote to Kamala Chameleon. I like that one the most.
And there's a song. It literally is a Wham song. Now, if she comes out to that...
It's not a Wham song. It's Culture Club. I'll play that somewhere in the rotation coming up today.
Don't know if I'm happy about that, Jimmy, but all right. Let's see.
You can blame it on the fill-in board up here.
That's fine. That's true. We're still going to blame DeSantis, just for the record. Don't worry. Yeah, we're still blaming DeSantis for anything that goes wrong today, and it certainly will. No doubt about that. And Ben Carson's joining the show tomorrow. Just got word of that, so that's excellent. That's great. The issue about the whole stolen valor thing with Waltz, and again, this is another question, is this guy going to make it? Is he going to survive this? We're going to talk about that as the show goes on. But J.D. Vance is doing exactly what J.D. Vance needs to do, and that is to be the pit bull. I like it. He's going out there, and he's fighting the fight. And that's what you got to do. In this job, when you are going to be the guy, your job is to go out there and fight. And he's a fighter. And I think people like it. I know that there's people don't get this yet. But there are a lot of Americans who are looking for strong leadership. And they are very tired of these weak politicians. And they may not like them. but they want strong politicians and they want strong personalities to fight for America. It would be the equivalent of if you wanted somebody who is going to advocate for your job. You have a representative who's going to go in there at the table and fight for your job. Do you want that person to be nice and warm and fuzzy and well-liked necessarily, or do you want that person just to be a pit bull? And Trump's a pit bull, and Vance is a pit bull, too. Man, I'm thinking if I'm an auto worker today, I'm not happy about the fact that I've just lost 2,500 jobs because the union president was such a D-bag to the car company. And as part of this, that guy's all in on these EVs. So people want somebody who's going to fight for their job and fight for America and try to fight, make America stronger. I really believe that. I'm not worried about Trump being seen as the big meanie pants. He was a big meanie pants in 2016. And he still won. And 2020 was a totally different ballgame for a number of reasons, but mostly because they pretended Joe Biden was a nice old man in the basement protecting you from mean tweets and COVID. And now people have two administrations they can compare policy. It's a back and forth comparison, and that makes it easy for people. But here's Vance talking about the wide open southern border, cut five.
One of the proposals, it's in the platform, you've talked about it, Trump's talked about it, is a mass deportation. Now, I know you've said, he said, you'll start with the easy ones, the criminals, people commit crimes, deport them. But he said deporting 15 to 20 million people. How do you actually do that?
Well, John, we have to start with the fact that we have a wide open southern border because our border czar actually set a lot of open border policies. They suspended.
You know, she wasn't the border czar.
Oh, that was what the media called her. She assumed the title. She had control over a lot of our border policy at a time.
What was the root causes of the migration?
Let me finish, John. The time they were suspending deportations, they stopped Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, and they reinstituted catch and release. They basically threw open the gates of our country, and now we have a ton of fentanyl, a ton of people
suffering. But how are you going to get 10 to 15 to 20 million people out of the country?
Well, the first thing you have to do is to stop the bleeding. Stop the open border, get Kamala Harris out of there, and actually re-implement the Remain in Mexico policy, rebuild or finish Donald Trump's border wall, and you do that, and you stop the bleeding. Now, you're right. Once you do that, once you stop Kamala Harris's open border policies, you've got to do something with the people who are already here. And I think that you take a sequential approach to it. You are going to have to deport some people. If you're not willing to deport a lot of people, you're not willing to have a border when there are 20 million illegal aliens in our country.
10 to 15 million people, this is like, I mean.
Well, John, I think that's the wrong attitude to take up. Okay, so
knock on doors and ask people for their papers.
This is the wrong attitude towards it, right? There are 20 million people here illegally. You start with what's achievable. You do that, and then you go on to what's achievable from there. I think that if you deport a lot of violent criminals, and frankly, if you make it harder to hire illegal labor, which undercuts the wages of American workers, I think you go a lot of the way to solving the illegal immigration problem. But look, President Trump is absolutely right. You cannot have a border unless you're willing to deport some people. I think it's interesting that people focus on, well, how do you deport 18 million people? Let's start with 1 million. That's where Kamala Harris has failed, and then we can go from there.
You know what's funny is that John Carl is trying very hard to be just like the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, pushing back and going, she wasn't the border czar. There's this great piece from Newsbusters Media Research Center, how the media is trying to purge the record that Kamala Harris is Joe Biden's border czar. The New York Times was one of the earliest to do this back on July 17th. It was during the RNC. They had a piece entitled Why Republicans Keep Calling Kamala Harris the Border Czar. And they went on and they said this because, you know, she's been the border czar. Republicans keep saying she's been the border czar, But they write, but Ms. Harris was not, in fact, appointed border czar, nor was she tasked with addressing the broader problems plaguing the border itself, they falsely said. And they go on to say that she was there to tackle the root causes of immigration. But Axios's framing was arguably the most ridiculous. In an article that they wrote a couple weeks ago, here was the title of the article. Ready? Quote, Harris border confusion haunts her new campaign. The Trump campaign and Republicans have tagged Harris repeatedly with the border czar title, which she never actually had. She also suggested in the article that Harris's duties didn't pertain to the border directly and only the root causes in Central American and South American countries. But her own reporting, the woman who wrote that piece in Axios is a woman named Steph Knight. So she's the one who wrote the recent article, Harris Border Confusion Haunts Her Campaign. And in the article, she writes that Trump campaign and Republicans have tagged her repeatedly with the Borders Are title. But her own reporting contradicts that framing. Here's what she wrote. President Biden is putting Vice President Harris in charge of addressing the migrant surge at the U.S.-Mexico border, senior administration officials announced on Wednesday. She reported in an article simply titled, quote, Biden puts Harris in charge of border crisis. That was the article by the very same writer. Axios was majorly bodied on X, as the community notes, calling them out for referring to Harris as the border czar in their own articles. Quote from Shauma Chen, writing for Axios in 2021. Quote, the number of unaccompanied minors crossing the border has reached crisis levels. Harris, appointed by Biden as border czar, said she would be looking at the root causes that drive migration. So embarrassing was the shellacking that Axios took on social media that they had to issue an editor's note on Knight's denial article. If you're keeping score at home, there's the article, there's the denial article, and then there's another article which they call her the border czar. So you have the article, the denial article, and then another article. And I know this is, you don't get $200 for passing go here. You get health benefits and everything else if you pass go. But this is the editor's note that they had to add to the denial article. Quote, this article has been updated and clarified to note that Axios was among the news outlets that incorrectly labeled Harris a border czar back in 2021. So to save face with the Democrats, the corporate media is literally saying, all right, okay, we did this, our bad, we made it up, we called her that, that's on us, sorry about that. Sorry, folks, park's closed. Moose out front should have told you. Our bad. I mean, it's so shameful. I don't know how worse it gets. You talk about being a just willing to embarrass yourself and grovel before the Democrats that way, where you have to go back to your own reporting in 2021. You don't expose the media for gaslighting us or expose the administration for gaslighting. No. You correct yourself for an article you wrote in 2021 as an editor's note to an article saying Kamala Harris was never the border czar. So the article goes, hey, Kamala Harris was never the border czar. I don't know where people are saying this. Why are people saying she's the border czar? This is crazy. Why are Republicans making this up? Editor's note, we called her a border czar back in 2021. And I don't know, somebody reading that might go, maybe we got the idea from you, Axios, or maybe we got the idea from Biden because he actually did refer to her as that, and the media did as well. But this is the gaslighting, where you're supposed to pretend like none of this is real. Your eyes and your ears are lying to you. Time magazine got in on the action with an article from Vera Bergugrian, probably not pronouncing that right, also don't particularly care, brazenly titled, quote, Kamala Harris was never Biden's border czar. Here's what she really did. And then she lamented the infamous soundbite of Harris telling Guatemalans, do not come, decried the border czar as a misleading label they applied after she was charged with helming diplomatic efforts to address the root causes of migration from Central America to the U.S. But in June of 2021, CNN senior national correspondent Ed Lavandera repeated the framing of Harris as the border czar and said the following, quote, the vice president is expected to visit El Paso in about an hour and a half, and this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden. Again, that was written in 2021 by the far right wing CNN. Journalists were using the same language as recently as last week. During the ABC News live coverage of the RNC, this is a couple weeks ago now, anchor Kanye Whitworth remarked that the speakers were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar. Politico's whining about the Border Czar label dates back to when Harris was appointed Border Czar. In fresher gripes about Republicans from the RNC, they reported, quote, despite insisting that she not be made the face of the administration's border policies, Harris was tasked with stemming migration from Central American countries. That prompted GOP attacks on her as Border Czar, a narrative the White House did little to combat. Along with during the Republican convention, many speakers labeled Harris as the Border Czar since Biden appointed her to take the lead on working to deter migration. But Politico had no problem unilaterally labeling then Vice President Mike Pence the coronavirus czar. And they have no problem at all throwing the term around for John Kerry, that he's the climate czar. But their argument to now gaslight all of us is to turn around and say, well, unless the president really writes an official proclamation and submits it to Congress, I guess, and then they're not really a czar. Also, czar is a dumb term anyway, but when the media was the one calling her that, just like J.D. Vance points out in the interview with Jonathan Carl, what else do you need as your evidence that we are now being gaslit again, the unholy triad of the corporate media, big government, and big tech working together to try to convince us all that we're insane? All right, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in today on a Monday as we kick off a big, big week. Listen, my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, is a great guy, great friend of the show. He's the top story sponsor, and we are grateful for his support. And I want to tell you about NJ Diet. NJ Diet is going to help you lose some serious weight, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days' time. That's right, 40 days. You can do this. You can do this with NJ Diet, njdiet.com. You'll lose the weight for good. You'll feel great. And the best part is it's guaranteed. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged food. And the weight is guaranteed. Unlike, say, those shots, which are now being banned by so many European countries. Look, it's very easy to get started. I know you've probably been thinking about this, but putting it off. Just call them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. There are locations close by you in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, Princeton, or live online at njdiet.com. And they use your DNA, saliva samples, hair samples to make sure that it's working for you. You get the doctor's personal email and phone number to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water weight. So do it today, njdiet.com, and lose the weight for good.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
The poll question is very simple. Do you like copying Kamala? And again, it's copying, no G, like in just an apostrophe, or copycat Kamala for stealing Donald Trump's idea on no tax on tips. That's it. Just answer the question by voting, please. This is not a democracy. I mean, it is, but yeah, so you don't have to take part in it if you don't want to, but, you know, you can if you want to. It's up to you.
You're the Nicolas Maduro of X-Polls.
I mean, I'll have you killed if you don't take part in it and if you don't vote my way. And either way, no matter what the election results show, I'm going to say I won, but it's totally a democracy. 100%.
It's a fair election.
It's as fair as it gets. I'm trying to figure out if that audio is true. This, you know, I think I sent this to you. The Las Vegas police audio confirming that Biden had a medical emergency before he dropped out. Now, have we confirmed that this is real?
I did not see this.
All right. So let me send this to you. See, it's making its way around the internet, which, of course, is rife with all kinds of nonsense. They have Daily Beast in the corner of the video, which makes people would you'd assume that the Daily Beast was reporting on it. But I don't know if it is true or not. And of course, I don't deny that it's real. I'm sure it probably is. But before I share it, I want to confirm that. So let's take a look, Matt, see if you can confirm that the Las Vegas police released this audio, because the one thing I try to avoid doing on this show, like, I'd rather not play something the day of, make sure it's real, then play it the next day, then be like one of those guys who's like, oh, I got to play this. And then it turns out to be a fugazi. And then, you know, you begin to lose credibility that way. So I just don't want to do that. So we'll try to confirm that. But that's the story. And it's making its rounds on the internet that there's, I guess, a 911 call or something where the Las Vegas police confirmed that Biden had a medical emergency. Because right before he dropped out, there was a story that he did. And then they said that that was fake news. And so we'll certainly try to confirm all that. But the video, which has the audio, says Daily Beast on it. But when I go on the Daily Beast Twitter account, they don't mention anything about it. So we'll check out their website and see if that is in fact the case. And if it is, we'll play it for you. And if we can't confirm it, then
it does look like there is a Daily Beast article that correlates with the audio that's been released.
Does it? Okay. Well, good. Well, then we know that it's real then.
Or at least the Daily Beast says that it's real.
But but that's okay. If I can attribute it to them, and then if it's not real, then it's on them. I don't care.
Yeah, it's not.
Because I hate them anyway at the Daily Beast. I hate them.
It looks like it's at least not just some weirdo that posted a audio clip, slapped Daily Beast on it, and claimed it was legit.
Yeah, and that's my only fear is I want to make sure that somebody didn't do an audio fake and then put Daily Beast on there to make people think it's real, and it turns out it's not. But if it's the Daily Beast and it's not real, then that's on them. And that's on them. But I have no reason to believe it's not real. I just like confirming things before I play them on the air, which I think is smart. Looks like for the most part.
Noor Ibrahim, the managing editor of Daily Beast, is the one that wrote this article. I'll skim through it real quick, and then we can play the audio.
We'll play the audio in the 4 o'clock hour. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up for you. We got a lot of breaking news. Trump is suing the Justice Department over Mar-a-Lago. Good for him. Straight ahead.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.